preacher said it binary, accept or you will burn. The imam said the same thing with a different kind of turn. The rabbi had a system where the verdict would be weighed, accept their terms or face the judgment that they made. I carried that for 30 years, the fear beneath the faith, the sense that every stumble put my soul in a dark place. That the God who wrote the Torah was a judge with final say, and the wrong move on the wrong day could take everything away. Three options, not two, not accept or burn. Only one of them is fire. It's not binary. It was never heaven or the flame. It's not binary. The Torah doesn't play the coercion game. Option one, accept the invitation, walk the path, come home. Eternal life where you have up. You're not walking it alone. Council of Carthage, 418, Latin church building doctrine on the threat of endless pain. The Torah doesn't have a hell, it has an ending and a choice. Come home and live forever in the family, hear his voice or don't. And when your journey ends, it simply ends right there. No torment, no damnation, just the absence of the air. For 30 years I worked the faith, not knowing what I know. The door was never locked, I just didn't know the door. Three options, not two, the invitation's open. You can take it, your journey simply ends. It's not binary. It was never heaven or the flame. It's not binary. The Torah doesn't play the coercion game. Option one, accept the invitation, walk the path, come home. Eternal life where you have up. You're not walking it alone. Put down the fear, that was never his either. The father didn't write a threat into the invitation. He wrote a table and a name, terms, and left the door open. Come if you want to. That's the whole.